This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, Pastor Terry will be teaching us her anointed message from the Bible, You Are an Overcomer.
Y'all ready to receive this morning?
Yes.
Amen. So we're going to open up to Psalm chapter 9, Psalm 9 verse 10. And we're going to look at this in the Amplified version. Psalm 9, 10 says, "And they who know your name." Now, whose name do you think they're talking about?
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Now, why do we need to know his name? Well, his is the name above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, right? And where is the power?
In the name.
The power is in the name. Do you remember in Acts when Peter and John are walking into the gate called Beautiful and there's a man who's lame, right? And he's begging for alms. And so Peter says to him, "Well, silver and gold have I none, but what I have I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Right? And then so later, people are all inquisitive about this. And he said, "Why do you people marvel as if I have done, or we have done something? It is through the name, faith in the name." What name? The name of Jesus. That is what they utilized, was the name of Jesus in order to raise the lame up. And he walked. Now, he didn't pray. Okay, we're coming back. Acts. Thank you. Acts chapter 3. Let's start in verse 1. Sounds like a wonderful place to start. "Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb," okay, now we've talked about this before, "lamed from his mother's womb means what? He has never walked." Now they didn't call this a boy, they said a man. "A man from his mother's womb was carried and laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple." He was a beggar. "Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms." So he asked them, "Fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said," so this is Peter looking at this person, right? "Fixing his eyes on him," John's standing there, and he says, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention. Okay, pause. Just brief pause. Over in Proverbs. Chapter 4, verse 20, Proverbs 4:20. Now, Cal, don't lose your place because we're going right back there. "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings." Verse 21, "Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and flesh to all their health." Now, is this theoretically? No, this is literally. So when we give attention to the word, it's health and medicine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, so here, even in Proverbs, we're seeing give attention to my word. Incline your ears to my sayings. Back over to Acts chapter 3. He gave them his attention. You know, we actually, and listen, I'm guilty as charged. I'm not condemning you. I'm just telling you. When you read your Bible, you actually have to pay attention.
Yes.
You know, you come to church and that's awesome, but if you're sitting there scrolling on Facebook or through the news feed, it's not helping you because you have to pay attention. If you want the word to work in your life, you have to give it attention. What does it mean to give the word attention? Focus. I'm blocking out the other things. I'm focusing on the thing that's important. Why is this important to me? It's life. It's life to those who find it. So find it means not everybody's going to just stumble upon it. Listen, there's too much going on in the world for us to just be passersby. We can't just sit on the sidelines and just watch the game anymore.
Right?
Christianity is not a spectator sport. Christianity is us down on the field playing.
Yes.
And listen, there's sometimes we're going to take a hit.
Yes.
But the righteous get back up.
Yes.
And so we have to understand, listen, if we're not giving attention, right? Pastor Kurt taught us on the sower sows the word. I'm sure we have a series back there on it that maybe we can sell if it's back there. The sower sows the word, right? What's the first thing you have to do? Sow the word. Okay. So the first, wow, y'all got me all over the place. Help me, Holy Spirit. The first type of ground is those that are sown on the wayside, just scattered. Doesn't get even into the heart. It's just scattered. Listen, you showing up and scrolling through your news feed or wondering what's going to be for lunch is not going to get the word planted down on the inside of our hearts. And the scripture says that we're to receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save our souls. And so you have to ask the question, listen, I know getting up on a Sunday morning is a thing. I'm with you. That's why if we ever have an early service, we have to expand to 2 services. Minister Curtis will be happy to provide you with an early service until the Lord rebukes me and then I have to show up. But anyway, so let's not digress. When we show up, we actually have to show up with an expectation. Why do you come to church? Are you coming to church out of religious obligation or are you expecting to receive something? What are you expecting to receive? Just some encouragement? Hey, I'm going to just be your cheerleader. You're going to go out the door and you're going to be excited for 10 minutes and then you're going to go back to your everyday life. Of, oh, it's drudgery. No. This is supposed to be boot camp. Right? You're the army. All right, Jesus is the general, but he has set me as a captain. And see, here's the thing. We actually have to prepare to fight. This is... There was a day people joined the military because they wanted to engage in preserving and protecting our borders. Okay, now I am grateful that we have benefits for our veterans and I think we ought to take better care of our veterans than we do. But some people join the military now because they want a free education. They never wanted to go and fight. They never wanted to preserve our nation. They wanted the benefits. This is not a political statement. It's just a matter of fact, okay? And here's the thing. The thing is, don't just join the Christian family for the benefits. Be preparing to fight. We have to protect the borders of the kingdom of God. We have to be empowered to enforce because the powers of darkness are trying to infringe upon our boundaries. And if you are not built up, strengthened, and ready to rebuke the devil, what he has a job description. We shouldn't be surprised when he fulfills his job description. When you show up to work, do your employers expect you to do your job? Now, you have a job description? Somebody trained you. Maybe, maybe not. You may have created your own job and you've had to create. But there isn't usually a training process, right? There's expectations that are laid out. And if you keep showing up and not doing your job, eventually there will no longer be a job for you, right? Somebody's going to catch on. The devil has a job description. You can find his job description in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they would have life and have it more abundantly." In the Amplified, it says, "To the full till it overflows." Whose job description are we buying into? Okay. No condemnation. But it is time for us to get off our duff, not be shocked by the fight that we fight. Okay, here's the thing. When I was a kid, my dad, my brother, and I were in Taekwondo, and mom was the photographer. So when I went to a tournament, I was not shocked that I was in a fight. Do you know where my attention was? On the fight. Do you know where my attention was not? Anywhere else. If I could have every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're in this place and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there isn't even milk being fed to you at this point. And if you want to grow up into the things of God, if you want to have deliverance, if you want to learn how to have a humble heart and cast all your cares, too many people are worrying. And I promise you, worry will send you to your grave. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord, he can teach you how to cast all of your care upon him once and for all. He can teach you how to live a victorious life. And once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you become a part of his family. And so if you're in this place or you're listening and watching on the internet and you would like to make Jesus the Lord of your life, if you'll raise your hand, it will be my honor and my privilege to pray with you this morning. Let's pray this prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing and teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to this message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Go to reallifepsl.com for the address, the directions, and service times. Also, Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you ladies to our monthly ladies meeting on March 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Come and enjoy a delicious meal and a life-changing gospel message. This month, the message is entitled Breakthrough 2020. The breakthrough is inside you. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
Josh McDowell is coming to the Treasure Coast of Florida for 2 days, March the 5th and the 6th. Thursday evening will begin at 7 p.m. and is free. Everyone is welcome. Friday, by